Welcome to the Talking Treadmills podcast for besttreadmillsonline.com. My name is Travis Van Sluten, and today's episode is the final part of the three-part treadmill buying guide series. Through a series of questions in part one, you were able to determine your true needs in a treadmill so that you could set a realistic budget when buying your treadmill. In part two, we talked about the main components of the treadmill so that you are familiar with them and, more importantly, so you know what to look for as you compare various treadmill models. In part three today, we'll talk about the extra features and warranties that typically come with treadmills. So, let's get started. First, let's talk about some of the extra features that you'll run across as you compare and shop for treadmills. Council programs, or the workout programs. First of all, the council, this is kind of, you know, obvious. This is the electronic system at the top of your treadmill. It's the part of the treadmill where you, you know, turn it on and you increase the speed, increase the incline and those things. Now, there's been a surge of popularity for extra programs to make workouts more interesting and challenging. So if having a variety of workout programs is important to you, be sure to find out how many programs a treadmill has and what types of programs they are. For example, most treadmills will have a cross-training program feature where the treadmill will automatically switch between intervals of low resistance and high resistance phases. Another program might automatically adjust the incline throughout your workout to challenge you. So it might incline at, you know, 1 or 2% for a minute or two, and then decline and then incline, and just kind of give you that kind of variety. So be sure that the treadmill you are considering has enough programs to meet your needs. So just be familiar with those. You know, some might only have 6, another model might have 12. And then you want to find out what each of those programs entails if these programs are important to you. Now, if you're like me, those programs, I don't really care for them. So for me, I like to just jump on the treadmill and adjust the speed up and down and my incline up and down as I see fit as I'm working out. So it just, again, it just depends on what your needs are. Let's talk about heart rate monitor and those programs that go with heart rate monitors. Now, a good way to tell if you're working out hard enough is to look at your, or to monitor your heart rate. The best treadmills will have sensors that will check your heart rate during your workout. Now, these sensors are usually located inside the handlebars of the treadmill, where you grip the handlebars and the heart rate is measured through the pulse in your hands. Some treadmills will come with a wireless heart rate monitor, where you place a strap around your chest, and the sensor rests in the center of your chest. Your heart rate is then transmitted wirelessly from the sensor to the treadmill. Now, these wireless devices are usually more accurate and more convenient because you don't have to grip handlebars in the middle of your workout, which can be kind of awkward and break your rhythm of motion. In addition to heart rate monitoring, some treadmills have heart rate monitor programs. These programs will adjust the speed and incline of your workout to raise or lower your heart rate, and this will maximize the results from your workout. So it might, you know, depending on how the program is set up, you put the wireless device on, you're running, and let's say your heart rate gets up to 70% of your maximum heart rate. This program might, you know, increase the incline or increase the speed to get your heart rate up to 75 or 80%. And it might require you to stay there for 5 minutes, and then it'll kick it back down a notch in speed and incline to get your heart rate back to 70%. So it's a pretty unique feature. Not a lot of treadmills have it, but those that do, it can be quite powerful in terms of really maximizing your workouts. Folding treadmills, and just the folding mechanism is a feature that some people might find important, because a lot of people don't have a lot of space in their homes or apartments. If this is an issue for you, then obviously you should consider a folding treadmill if you don't have a lot of space. When you're not using these treadmills, you can fold them up, and obviously they just take up a lot more, you know, floor space. And folding treadmills, the good news is, are usually less expensive than their non-folding counterparts. And with the advancements made in treadmill construction, they are usually just as stable as non-folding treadmills. Other features to consider, you know, there are a variety of other features that you'll find on treadmills today, but the ones discussed are the most common and probably most important for most people. But other features you'll run across that might be important to you that you'll want to take note of as you're shopping around is things like built-in cooling fans, built-in speakers and MP3 players. Some even have built-in TVs. Water bottle holders are pretty common and quite standard now in most treadmills. Magazine and book holders, those are usually extras that you have to buy, but some treadmills will have it kind of a tray built into the console itself. So there's, you know, a wide variety of features that you'll just want to take a note of and make sure if they're important to you or not as you're comparing treadmill models. Now, one thing I do want to point out is some of the treadmills, some of the cheaper treadmills in particular, sometimes will have a lot of features. And you might be hoodwinked into believing, wow, this is a great treadmill. It's $700 and I get water bottle holders, built-in cooling fans, speakers, the whole nine yards. And you're thinking, wow, what a fabulous machine this is. It's got everything. It's only $700. But this treadmill over here is $1,500 and it doesn't have, any of this. It's got, speakers, but that's it, and a water bottle holder, but it doesn't have cooling fans or any of these other extra little things. Now, what some of the treadmill manufacturers will do is they'll load up their treadmill with a bunch of features, and instead of putting money in the important components of the treadmill, which I talked about in part two of this series, such as the motor, the frame, the rollers, and the tread belt, those are kind of the main important components. And I would much rather have a treadmill where the money is put into the components and not a lot in the features, and instead of the other way around. But some companies will do just the opposite. They'll go cheap on the important components, but they'll load the treadmill up with all kinds of features, thinking that people will buy strictly because of the features. So be aware of that as you shop around. I mean, don't just look at the features. Concentrate first primarily on those components, as I mentioned in part two. And then, once you've compared your treadmills and kind of have it narrowed down, then go to the features and start comparing and narrowing it down a little bit more from there. Treadmill warranties. Now, this may be one of the most important things to pay close attention to right after the components. The types of warranties on the treadmills you are considering say a lot about the equipment itself. A treadmill with only a 90-day warranty on the motor, for example, and just a few months on parts and labor, simply means the treadmill wasn't built to last. If it was, the warranties would be for a much longer period of time. And if you think about it, what is the company really saying? If they're only willing to back up their product for 90 days or a year, they're basically saying, look, we're pretty confident you're not going to have a problem with our machine for 90 days or 6 months, a year, or whatever the case might be. But after that, we're not so confident, so that's why we're only going to put a 90 or 1-year warranty on this machine. Now, contrast that with the treadmill with a lifetime warranty on let's say, the motor, and 5 years on parts and 2 years on labor. Which treadmill do you think is higher quality? Well, I think it's pretty obvious. The company that's willing to put a lifetime warranty on any part of the treadmill, or an extended warranty, like a 5-year warranty on parts, they're saying, we're very confident in our machines. We build these machines pretty good, and we're willing to back it up for a year, or for 5 years, or for life. It says a lot. So the warranties, don't get too wrapped up into the warranties, but just it is kind of a sign of quality. And you'll find that the cheaper treadmills, like at Sears, at Walmart, they will have 90-day warranties, 1-year warranties. But if you buy some of the more expensive treadmills, you'll get into the lifetime warranties and the 5-year warranties, and you will find, if you look close at the machine, that they are in fact a very high quality machine. So as you can see, buying a treadmill requires a little research before you buy. But by doing the necessary research, you'll be able to find a treadmill that meets your needs and that fits within your budget. So before you invest your hard-earned money on a treadmill, be sure to shop around, read treadmill reviews, and get opinions from those you know that already own a treadmill. Then once you've narrowed down your selection, keep your eyes open for the best deals and then make your purchase. That concludes the part 3 and the 3-part series of this treadmill buying guide series. I hope that you have found this series helpful. You can find the entire text version of this treadmill buying guide at my website, besttreadmillsonline.com. You'll also find other information on treadmills, including treadmill reviews and recommendations of the best treadmills available online today. Again, the web address is besttreadmillsonline.com. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.